This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation that maybe very quietly and without a lot of heralding and a lot of trumpeting of the impact may be undergoing a political tectonic shift. Now, a tectonic shift usually involves an earthquake, and this would be a political earthquake if the Republican Party actually achieved a long-time dream of having and establishing a working majority again, the kind of seemingly permanent majority that we had, or at least long-term majority we had during the Reagan-Bush era. So how is that happening and why is that happening? There's a provocative piece over in the National Review, and it's by Henry Olson, who's been a guest on the show many times before. He is a senior fellow at the Ethics and Public Policy Center in Washington, D.C. He's the author most recently of The Working Class Republican, Ronald Reagan and the Return of Blue-Collar Conservatism. Okay, you have a number of startling conclusions that you reach, but all of those conclusions are based upon what you describe and others have described as the blue state exodus. The fact that people are leaving states like New York State or Illinois or even California, very, very liberal entrenched Democratic states, that they are moving elsewhere in the country. First of all, where are they moving for the most part, and why?
Well, for the most part, they're moving to Republican or Republican-leaning states in the Southwest and the Southeast. That Texas and Florida are the ones that have received the biggest numbers, but as a share of population, Idaho or Tennessee, North Carolina, and Arizona have been big recipient states. Why are they moving there? Well, they're moving there because taxes are dramatically lower, because living costs, especially housing costs, are dramatically lower, and in many cases, the cities they're moving to are either safer or provide a better education or both. So when you've got the combination of people who don't need to be in the high-tax, low-service-quality states, and they see options, they're not moving to places that are similar. They're moving to very different places, and that's the Republican lands.
So how do you explain the fact that generally we had always thought of Arizona and Georgia as very reliable Republican states? They are states where the Republican candidates for president have, until this last round with President Trump running against Joe Biden, they've been Republican states. Why would it be that Georgia and Arizona, two big population states with a lot of electoral votes, Georgia has 16, Arizona has 11 electoral votes, why would it be that those states would seemingly, both in some of their statewide races and in the national races, be tilting Democratic?
Well, what's happened there is what's happened in a lot of places, which is that upper-income suburbanites who are doing well in life have tended to not like more populist conservative candidates. So they voted against Trump. They voted against people like Kerry Lake. They voted against Herschel Walker. But they voted for Republicans that are more like them. Brian Kemp won a very comfortable reelection against Stacey Abrams, who certainly had national press and tens of millions of dollars. So these are people who said, you know, this is the type of Republican that I like. This is the type of Republican I don't like. But even with those tilts, these were the two closest states. Just 5,000 people in each state changed their mind, and Donald Trump wins both of them. And as you see the population influx, that sort of influx is going to be on the margin more Republican than Democrat. And on the margin, it's the type of person who wants a sensible Republican who's conservative but isn't as populist as somebody like a Trump.
Well, you bring up a figure at the very beginning of your piece, which you look at it and you can't really argue against it, that the states that Joe Biden easily carried in 2020 could lose a net 12 House seats to states carried by Donald Trump. And those include some of the swing states and some of the states like Illinois that are reliably Democratic. So do those states just become more Democratic? And what happens if many of the people who are moving are actually Democrats?
First of all, let's take the second question first, is that when you take a look at the registration figures or the voting trends in the recipient states, you actually find the states are becoming more Republican. That when Joe Biden started his presidency, North Carolina had a multi-100,000 person Democratic registration lead. That's been cut by more than half, and it's dropping every month. Florida's gone from a 70-something thousand Democratic registration lead to a 700,000 Republican lead. And places like Texas and Arizona have not seen a shift to the left. So it's not Democrats who are fleeing the state. I think what will likely happen is that these are people who, on the margin, are Republican. They may not be Trump Republican, but on the margin, they're Republican. And that makes the older states more Democratic. But that doesn't matter in terms of the presidency because they were being carried by Joe Biden anyway. Moving into these recipient states makes them slightly more Republican and makes it slightly more likely that a Republican who does just a little bit better than Donald Trump wins the presidency, even if they don't win the popular vote.
Okay, in terms of the reapportionment that you write about, which could be very dramatic the next time, that doesn't occur till 2030. So the first presidential race wouldn't be 2024, it wouldn't be even 2028, it would be 2032. Is that right?
That's right. Some of these shifts are going to the people moving will help change the voting population of the states in 2024 and 2028. So, for example, if the people moving to Nevada are slightly more Republican than the state as a whole, that means that Trump's going to have a better chance. But the big shift, the shift of electoral college vote seats, won't happen until 2032.
And again, what people should note is that also makes it much easier for the Republicans to hold their House majority. And now, by the way, that Republican House majority is now down to two seats, is it?
Yeah, I'm not sure the guy who just announced, Blaine Lichtmeyer, when he's resigning, but it's either two or three seats. It'll be back up to five once all the special elections are finished.
Okay, well, that's that's also a very narrow margin where a change of 12 seats, which you're talking about in your piece, would make an enormous difference. Any indication for these new found Republicans in new locations what kind of Republican they are directly, or is it just split between the pro and anti-Trump faction as the party to some extent is?
Yeah, I would say it's split. That, you know, the thing is that these are going to be people who are well enough off to move, and what we know is that the more income you have, the likelier you are to have a college degree, the more likely you are to be a just Republican rather than a Trump-excited Republican. But it's surely going to be a mix because a population this large is going to have people in both camps.
Henry Olson, your material is fascinating. This is going to be a new book, surely, and it should, because we're talking about long-term trends that are very important. His column is posted on our website. The title, The Blue State Exodus, could have profound effects on GOP power. Those effects, Henry Olson thinks, should be pretty positive. We will be getting to more of the latest on the ongoing presidential campaign, and yes, there's one going on, coming up on the Medved Show.
Kudos for having the best show on radio.
The Michael Medved Show, 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news. On the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, one of the alarming stories of recent days has been the fact that 17 state capitol buildings were searched for bombs after officials received bomb threats that the Federal Bureau of Investigation said were hoaxes. Staffers and visitors were ushered out of capitol buildings in Connecticut, Georgia, Hawaii, Kentucky, Maine, Michigan, Minnesota, Mississippi, and Montana, according to public reports. South Carolina's capital was also briefly evacuated. And state police searched Rhode Island's Capitol building before working hours. Officials in Wyoming, Oklahoma, Nebraska, Missouri, Utah, and Maryland also received threats, but those Capitol buildings did not close. Thank God it was only a hoax, but a very disturbing hoax indeed. Not a hoax is the fact that there is continued momentum for the Nikki Haley campaign. For one thing, for the first time in the Real Clear Politics, RCP, polling, where they actually take together all of the national polls, for the first time she has assumed second place for the Republican nomination for president. She's still way behind Trump, but she has moved ahead of Ron DeSantis. And there's also this viral video with a Republican voter in New Hampshire speaking with a reporter talking about his vote. The video sounds like this. It's clip six.
Polls show Donald Trump will likely be the Republican nominee. If that is the case, will you support whoever the nominee were?
No, I wouldn't support Donald Trump. I voted for Joe Biden last time. I would do the same again if that were the race.
Yeah. Is there something Donald Trump could do to win over your support from Biden if that were the eventual case?
Not at this point.
Absolutely. Is there something he did to especially sour you from him?
There are a lot of things. That's a tough one to answer. But, you know, January 6th in particular, I think this is an election about democracy, and I would ultimately choose democracy over political issues, even though I probably align more with him on a lot of the issues.
One last thing I want to ask you. There are some rumors that Nikki Haley may be his VP pick. In that case, what would you think, and could you support him if she was his VP?
I wouldn't support him under any circumstance. And I would say the likelihood of her being his VP, I think, is really low. Tucker Carlson and a whole bunch of the right-wing media is already 100% against this. I don't see him doing it.
And that's an interesting perspective. The idea that Nikki Haley runs far ahead of Biden and does much better against Biden than Trump does, a difference of Trump winning, according to the Wall Street Journal poll, Trump versus Biden, Trump would win by 4 points in the popular vote, and Nikki Haley would win by 17 points, which really should maybe open some people's eyes a little bit. There's also a contrast with Trump that is being pushed by Ron DeSantis. He clearly needs to perform. I mean, it's very important if this race is going to narrow down between President Trump and a clear alternative that Ron DeSantis wants that alternative to be him. That means he has to run ahead of Nikki Haley in Iowa, which he probably will, but also to run more competitively in New Hampshire than he has been. But the super PAC for DeSantis in Iowa has actually come forward and taken a tougher stance on Donald Trump, who, again, is also in this race, even though he's not in any of the debates. This is the new DeSantis Super PAC ad from Iowa, clip one.
When America grappled with COVID, one man shut the country down and added $8 trillion to the national debt. And Biden weaponized government against us. DeSantis stood for freedom and will do the same as president.
Freedom is here to stay.
Trump is running on his issues. Haley is running on her donors' issues. I'm the only one running on your issues.
And as your president, I will not let you down.
The fight is responsible for the content of this act.
When he says one man shut the country down and added $8 trillion to our deficit, what he had in mind, that's illustrated with a picture of Trump, which most people can recognize. There's also DeSantis in a campaign event in Iowa, using the same line against Trump that is most relevant to the Haley campaign as well, which is that he could lose to Joe Biden, whereas for most other Republicans it would be tough to lose to Joe Biden. This is DeSantis speaking in Iowa.
I don't think Donald Trump ultimately can win an election. There are just going to be so many voters that are activated to come out and vote against him that it's not even related to policy. It's related to other things. And we've seen it on the ballot how many times now? 2018, 2020, 21, 22, most recently in 23. And the whole election will end up being a referendum on his behavior.
Okay, and if the whole election becomes a referendum, look, there is one University of Maryland new poll that shows that a substantial number of people actually believe that the January 6th riots were a conspiracy by the FBI, that there were federal agents who were behind the attack on the Capitol building. Now, if people vote according to that, they only have two places they can go. They can go to President Trump, or they can go to Vivek Ramaswamy, who isn't going so well. And meanwhile, there is increasing talk about Vivek Ramaswamy for vice president. However, that's not quite as loud as another out of the mainstream, Republican mainstream candidate, in fact, a former Democrat and a former Democratic member of Congress, who is now being highly touted. Greg Gutfeld recommended her, Greg Gutfeld of The Five on Fox News. And when I'm telling you the former member of Congress and it's her, and it's Greg Gutfeld's recommendation, who are we talking about? We will get to that. And also some of the outrageous new laws that have taken shape around the country and changes with this new year of 2024. Changes of people who need to watch themselves very carefully. For instance, there's a major metropolis that has now made pausing while you walk, not walking straight ahead, but just stopping while you walk, should lead to $1,000 fine or up to 6 months in jail. Why and where? We will get to that. And also an insistence that stores provide gender-free toys. Now, what exactly does that mean? And how are stores going to be punished if they don't comply? That and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
Michael MedVed.
I'll be back.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. The Biden administration is pushing back on border security as Republicans toured border crossings near Eagle Pass, Texas on Wednesday. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre told reporters that Republican lawmakers...
What they're doing is they're not doing their job. They want us to deliver on things that matter to them.
Republicans argue, though, there also needs to be significant policy changes within the administration to slow down the flow of immigrants. There is much anticipation today about about the impending release of the Epstein list, 170 unredacted names of people that were connected to the Jeffrey Epstein, Ghislaine Maxwell sex trafficking ring could be released as soon as today. The list could have some very powerful individuals' names on it, but it's believed several of the identities included will remain anonymous for various reasons. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved Show. It's a new year, and that means that all over the country there are brand new laws on the books. For instance, 22 states are raising their minimum wages at the start of 2024. That according to the Economic Policy Institute. But while the very few people who would object strenuously, I think that frankly, there are people who run small businesses who might object to this widespread increase in the minimum wage. But that one, at least, is controversial. I cannot believe that there are enough people to support a new law in California having to do with the way that toys are marketed. In fact, this new law earns not a toy award, not any kind of Mickey Mouse award, even though now Steamboat Willie is public domain and they're making horror movies based on Mickey Mouse. They really are. But not that. What the state of California and the legislature and Governor Newsom all get is a Golden Turkey Award.
Bigger than the Academy Awards.
First and foremost, I'd like to thank God.
Groovier than the Grammys.
I would like to thank my wonderful agent.
And more powerful than the People's Choice.
I would like to share this with every single senator.
Now, it's time for another Golden Turkey Award nomination.
Woo-hoo! Thank you so much!
And the headline proclaims, California ready to fine retail stores without gender-neutral toy sections. In other words, this is not a state law about the toys you're allowed to sell, but it's a state law telling retailers how you're supposed to sell them. This is a story from Washington Times and Mallory Wilson. And she writes, major retailers in California are now required to have an aisle dedicated to gender-neutral toys under a law that took effect on New Year's Day. A Democratic Governor Newsom signed the law back in 2021. It requires any state or any store that sells toys and has at least 500 employees to maintain a gender-neutral section or area to be labeled at the discretion of the retailer. Any store that doesn't comply could face a $250 penalty for the first violation and up to $500 for subsequent violations. Now, if you're talking about a store that has at least 500 employees, you're not talking about that much money. And again, how are we going to pay for enforcement of this? In other words, are they going to have inspectors going around to make sure you have a gender-neutral aisle? The law says keeping similar items that are traditionally marketed either for girls or for boys separated makes it more difficult for the consumer to compare the product and incorrectly implies that their use by one gender is inappropriate. Stores can still display traditional boys and girls sections, but a third gender-neutral section must be created for children 12 years old and younger. Okay, and really, I mean, we have our grandchildren are very young. Their ages, they range in age from two, not quite two, to seven. And yesterday was the seventh birthday of our older granddaughter, Julia. In any event, happy birthday, Julia. Juju. Anyway, this is insane. Assemblyman Evan Lowe, a Democrat from Campbell, California, introduced the legislation after a daughter of one of his staff members asked why she had to go to the boys' section to get certain toys. Not that she couldn't get them. She was free to get them. It's just, oh my goodness, I'm going to have to go to the boys' section? Part of it is to make sure that if you're a young girl that you can find a police car, fire truck, a periodic table, or a dinosaur, Assemblyman Lowe said. And then similarly, if you're a boy, if you're more artistic and you want to play with glitter, why not? Why should you feel the stigma of saying, oh, this should be shamed, and I have to go to a girls' section? I mean, yeah, they're absolutely free to go to the girls' section now, get whatever they want, and then they take it home and make a gun out of it. That's what we do. Greg Burt, who is vice president of the California Family Research Council, a conservative policy nonprofit group, told Fox News that the law violates the First Amendment. I don't think that's going to work as a lawsuit, but I do think it's extraordinary that this is now being tasked with, especially at a time when throughout California, particularly in San Francisco, but also in L.A., they can't stop people from shoplifting. In other words, you're going to not send law enforcement into stores to stop shoplifting, but you are going to enforce stores about lacking a gender-neutral section for selling toys? Really? Well, that's not the only bizarre law. There is a new law, and this is covered locally in Nevada, in Las Vegas, having to do with stopping while you're walking, now becoming a misdemeanor in certain locations in town, punishable by a $1,000 fine and jail time. What is the story? They report in Channel 8 News in Las Vegas, when patrons couldn't go through traffic on the Las Vegas Strip, Clark County, Nevada, built 15 bridges over the Strip. Now there are potential criminal implications if someone stops on one of the bridges. Clark County commissioners unanimously approved an amendment to a county ordinance that now makes it unlawful for any person to stop, stand, or engage in an activity that causes another person to stop or stand within any pedestrian flow zone. I mean, really? Hey, really? Are we talking... These flow zones are each pedestrian bridge and up to 20 feet surrounding adjoining elevators, stairs, and escalators. And what are they going to have cops assigned there? Move along, don't stop. Yeah, they can't stop here. It's $1,000 fine and 6 months in jail. This is crazy. It's not going to work. Council member, Clark County Council member Lisa Lodgson said that the bridges were not designed for pedestrians to stop, stand, or congregate. The pedestrian flow zone is similar to pedestrian zones located in other large cities. The Las Vegas Municipal Police Department cited concerns with accessing the bridges when they are full of people congregating on them, such as when performers solicit a crowd while performing. Okay, can you just bust the people who are performing? If they're standing there, maybe they're doing stand-up. Undersheriff Andy Walsh also points to the necessity of keeping them clear for emergency evacuation situations. The ACLU of Southern Nevada now says it will pursue legal action against what Executive Director Altar Hesselbulla calls a setup for disproportionate enforcement. Okay, the ACLU is going to stand up for our unprotected right to walk. We will get to more local developments, some of them very encouraging, coming up on The Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show, all across America.
Michael Medved's marvelous malice-making media machine.
This is The Michael Medved Show.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Medved Show, I don't think there's any doubt at all that one of the big issues in this election is going to be about law and order, and is going to be about public safety and support for police. No, not defund the police. Refund the police and put some emphasis on law enforcement and how we need to get control of our big cities so that you don't have basic acceptance. I mean, Jeremy raised an interesting point during the break, which is that here they are in Las Vegas making it illegal to stop when you have to continue walking when you're using those 15 pedestrian bridges over the Las Vegas Strip. Tourists are going to love that. Oh, no, we can't really stop here and pause and talk and enjoy the view. Keep moving. Are they going to say that's people who are sleeping there in those bridges? Because Las Vegas has a homeless problem, as every place else does. And certainly in Seattle, we do. But we had a local election back in 2023, and the extreme lefty progressives didn't quite get wiped out, but they lost 5 out of the 6 races in which they were engaged. And we have a new look in the city council and a much more moderate city council president. She was just elected overwhelmingly by the new city council. Her name is Sarah Nelson, and she has some business experience, and she actually took in her first inaugural speech as president of the city council, she actually took a shockingly pro-business stance. Listen, clip 9.
We're told of the pandemic and the scars of societal ills are ever present. Nelson says business tax breaks or suspensions may be needed to reverse course.
Is there room for B&O tax breaks or other tax incentives?
I know what happens when we've got empty storefronts and no business activity whatsoever downtown. And so we have to consider the fact that encouraging economic activity does generate revenue in the long term.
Okay, which is common sense, but that's something that hasn't been heard around the Seattle City Council for a long time. And she also talked about pay increases for cops. Listen, clip 10.
The council is on the same team, rowing in the same direction on behalf of the people of Seattle. This is the council that I want to lead. I believe that you've got a consensus of people that is very focused on public safety.
What's one thing that you want to do now as council president that actually involves change when it comes to public safety immediately?
I think the thing that will change is that our officers will see that there's a new council, that their employer.
Nelson says she expects the council to vote this year on a new police guild contract.
We have to have we have to make sure that the salaries are competitive so that we don't lose more officers to neighboring jurisdictions.
Okay, that's actually a very, very good point. We've lost too many officers in the city of Seattle. There is a tremendous crime surplus because there is a police shortage. And what this goes to is we're going to be speaking with Heather McDonald, who wrote the prophetic book several years ago called The War on Cops. Well, it seems like the war is now over. Police have won, right? And that's, God willing, all across the country. Comedian Cat Williams did an interview with Shannon Sharp, and he talked a little bit about, well, the homeless crisis in the context of why he has never done drugs in his life. Listen.
The only thing that all of these homeless people had in common was they made a bad decision and aligned themselves with drugs. And I interviewed them all. What drug? What? And guess what, Shannon? Nobody had a great story. Nobody had a great story of what meth had done for them, what crack had done for them, what cocaine had done for them, what heroin had done for them, what speed had done for them. Nobody had them stories. Everybody's story was, I had my life together, and then I decided to do this dumb thing, and I lost my wife, I lost my house, I lost my cars, I lost my reputation, and I'm now out here in the woods. What? Talk about scared straight. You ain't got to worry about me.
Okay, this is, again, I wanted to play that because it comes with such a heavy backdrop of common sense. If you take a look at the impact of indulging in drugs, what's the good news about drugs? Anybody want to call up and give us the good news? Help you in school? Help your social life a lot. It help you associate with the people you really want to be like, and or does it help associate you with the people who are sleeping in parks or on sidewalks and leaving graffiti everywhere? And by the way, that same phenomenon of graffiti, the phenomenon of people taking over public places like the California State Capitol, where pro-Hamas demonstrators recently have taken over the California State Assembly, and they chanted their various familiar and always inspiring slogans. It sounded in Sacramento like this. This is clip 12.
Oh!
This is like for the cheerleading championship. All of California, we urge you to join us. Too demanding, in demanding, cease fire now. Anybody ever talk to Hamas or demonstrate? What about some demonstrations against the Hamas rulers of Gaza about cease fire now? No, that has not been presented at all. Meanwhile, something that has been presented here and needs to be presented and emphasized again, we had a great response yesterday and would love more response today for people signing up for our Medved Show podcast as a Medhead member. Now, this not only gives you access to the podcast version of the show, which is without commercials, but it gives you a chance to stream the Michael Medved Show live. And the cost right now is with a special offer, 20% off. This provides access to the show anytime you want or to stream it live from wherever you are. And it's the way my wife has been listening to the show recently. And so you can join that movement. Go to michaelmedved.com, sign up to take advantage of the 20% discount. And if you sign up as a Medhead Plus, that's a new membership option that allows you to stream any and all audio programs that are in the Michael Medved History Store. This is much more than 100 hours. It's closer to 200 hours of insightful history programming that brings history to life. From the Revolutionary War and the First Thanksgiving to the story about what was so great about Ronald Reagan and why he could appeal to people and inspire them so much, to questions about the origins of the State of Israel and the history of the whole dispute about what Palestinians called the Nakba, or catastrophe. Avoid catastrophe. Sign up as a Medhead Plus member. You'll be glad you did. In this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hey, want to feel young again? Are you tired, run down, have aches and pains, brain fog? This is science-based, not hype or fancy marketing. It really works. Carbon 60 helps detoxify your body on the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berry stew, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. It's like a bottle of electrons, helping your body to function better. You can also apply it on your skin, topically, over muscles, joints, or organs. Most people feel results within minutes. This is not a drug. It's organic carbon. Feel better today. About 95% of our users report more energy and clarity of mind within 10 days. Give us a call at Gresca's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.